This is Art and Jennifer on KTRS.
Welcome back to the Art and Jennifer Show. If you have a graduate in your house or you've been invited to a graduation, there are certain things you need to know. And Nancy Schnobelin-Ims is joining us again from Polished. Nancy, so good to see you.
It's lovely to be here, Jennifer. And Art?
I haven't gotten an invitation for a long time, but I know there's always the question of a gift.
Well, you'll get one now.
You know, that's the million-dollar question these days. And I just received an invitation, too. Just be mindful. Obviously, when a graduate is graduating, it's a big deal. It's an accomplishment. It's an achievement. So we want to recognize that. But you're right. Some people are thinking, should I send a gift? Do I need to gift? So be, as I said, when you receive an invitation, just be mindful. Are you getting an invitation to attend the special ceremony? Then yes, most definitely should bring a gift. That's just polite and gracious. If you receive just an announcement saying this person is graduating from blah, blah high school or blah, blah college, whichever the institution is, then it's just an announcement. It's making you aware. And it's not necessary if you receive an announcement to send a gift, but it's also just a nice gesture to do so.
So who typically receives an announcement?
Another good question, because you want to be mindful, not like a Christmas card list where you're sending it to everybody under the sun, who you may even just be an acquaintance of. When you send in an announcement, you should just send it to close friends and family members. So if I should receive an announcement from a student whom I don't even know, but I know the parents, again, it's not the best form to do that. So you always want to send an announcement to those who know your child and who know you.
But you said if we receive an announcement, that doesn't necessarily mean we should send a gift.
No, it does not. It's just what's really nice is to send a card and with a nice handwritten note, because those things are meaningful. You know, you get those words of wisdom in your next career, you know, your next journey, whether it's going to college or going into the workforce, whatever it is, just sending a nice note adds a lot of weight to that.
And gift or is cash or gift cards.
Cash is king, Art.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ask any college graduate or high school graduate. They need the money. Again, being thoughtful about that. People feel uncomfortable, especially if they're a friend and not a family member. Ooh, is 25 too – is that coming across as I'm being too cheap? Is $100 maybe too excessive if a family member is going to give that and I'm such a friend? Give within your heart, right? Make sure what you're doing is coming from, you know, you would like to receive that as well. You know, give a gift that you would like to receive. Gift cards are great, especially from Amazon or Starbucks or any gift. I'm not singling those two entities out. Any gift card I think would be much appreciated. Also, going back to cash, I think that's welcomed even more.
That's good to know. Now, speaking of handwritten notes.
Yes.
I know that many people say that is a dying art, writing the handwritten thank you note, but graduates should they not?
They absolutely, positively should. And I often get the question, can I just send an email or a text or even pick up the phone and call them? That's great to do, but follow it up with a handwritten note. Nothing is more special to receive that appreciation of their time. Think about it. If you receive a gift, let's say it's a Blues jersey, Jennifer. You're a big Blues fan, right?
Much.
And you know that. Well, that person took time to pick something that he or she thought you would like. So taking the time to write a thank you note is the consummate act of graciousness.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I like receiving them.
I keep mine.
Baby boomers, we were more schooled
right,
to send them.
Right, right. And, you know, graduations, too, I always chuckle because, bless their little hearts, kindergartners have graduations now. And, you know, so you can sit down with them, maybe draw a picture or something that just shows that the child has taken time to thank you.
And you're right, Nancy. People do save. I save them.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably in some instances a teachable moment for the recipient of the gifts, because maybe this might be one of the first times that they've had to send thank you notes, because that's some of that stuff is a lost art.
You know what, Art? I appreciate you saying that. It is a teaching moment. And as you know, professionals in your careers, sending thank you notes is just it's expected, right? When you send it at your level of your career, people are, wow, I'm not going to throw this away. You took the time out of your busy schedule to do that. You know it's the right thing to do.
One thing Nancy mentioned on her way in was driving etiquette. Since we have gotten texts about it, would you like to weigh in on that at all?
Oh, boy.
Because, boy,
how much
today
time
is
do
day.
We have? You know, whether I think it's whether it's a full moon or it's pouring down rain, whatever it is, it's people can just get uptight and they're not using their emotional intelligence and they react, right? Instead of being showing self-regulation skills and saying, okay, I might be a little late. It's raining. I won't, you know, tail somebody, or I won't honk my horn, or do something else that's inappropriate. It, again, we're all trying to get to our destinations. We all are doing, you know, we all are on the road to safely get there. So politeness, kindness goes a long way.
Well, and Art said earlier, which I think is really kind of a good challenge for today, we often think one person cannot make a difference, but one person can make a difference. And even just today, while you're out there driving,
yes,
if you're listening to us while you're driving your car and you might be leaning toward road rage, you know, take
yes.
a deep breath.
Well, and to further that thought, anything, kindness overall makes a difference. Holding a door open for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going up to an elderly person if they have a pet dog and say, oh, you know, creating that small talk. People, you know, we're just so focused on our own world these days. Just to extend that little bit of generosity and kindness from you, I think, again, speaks volumes about the respect you have for that person and in general, your credibility, your confidence, too.
I think it's always nice to hold the door for someone if we're,
there's
like,
no
here
doubt.
In Westport, you see somebody carrying
and
stuff
what do we say? We
door.
Typically say thank you. So it's like contagious, mm-hmm. right? We want to extend that sense of gratitude.
Well, and getting back to the driving issue, I try to remember if someone lets me in, they slow down and recognize that I'm trying to merge and change. I'll wave at them mm-hmm. and just, you know, acknowledge this small act of kindness. We're not going to be able to talk, but I thank you.
And then that recipient who let you in feels, you know, reinforce that gesture that he or she did. It's like, well, thank you. You know, thank you for waving. It's really, you're spot on. It's just doing those little acts of kindness that generate a ripple effect. You know, somebody will start to think about it and, oh, okay, I'm going to do that next time, or I'm going to let somebody in. So I'm 20 seconds later than I would be if I didn't let somebody ahead of me, right? It's silly.
You know, another thing, since we have another couple of minutes, now Art just started working here, so there are all kinds of new people.
Yes.
And I've had this experience in two new workplaces over the past few years. And what I notice is that people do not use other people's names.
Mm.
And one, everybody likes the sound of their own name. But two, it's really helpful to a new person if those of us who are here – and Ethan, I know you, and Nancy, I know you, but if there's a new person in the mm-hmm. workplace, use people's names so that even though they're introduced to everybody on the first day, how could we remember everybody's name? So
that's a good trick, right, to reinforce that in your brain. But it's also a sign of respect. You know, to single out that person by his name instead of he or her. It makes you feel, the recipient feels a little bit more valued.
You can't mm-hmm. just say, hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, pal. Sometimes I do if I forget their name, like, oh, great. But we all go through those situations.
Right.
And we do it with kindness again. We don't want to. And it's totally okay to say, golly, I've had one of those days. Help me out here. Can you share your name? I'm sorry. If you just admit it, we're all vulnerable and it's okay.
To admit it.
We all do it.
I love it when people let you off the hook, Nancy, and they'll come right up and say, hey, Jennifer Blome, and tell you their name. And, you know,
that
because
takes
I
the
think
pressure off. Mm-hmm. I think we all should do that, especially in a situation where there are lots of people and you're trying to be on your game and be the ambassador of KTRS and remember everybody. It's perfectly fine to do that. Actually, that's good etiquette.
Well, the flip side of that is people will come up to me and they'll go, you don't remember me, do you? Thank you for putting me on the spot.
I know.
Much appreciated.
I know. Art, that's tricky. But you have so much aplomb in your smile and your graciousness. I am not worried about you, Art.
Nancy, where can people find more about you and Polished online?
Well, thank you, Jennifer. My website is stlpolished.com. And just look that up and you'll see me.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we always look forward to your visits.
Yes.
And we look forward to your next one as well.